Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. It's wild right now. Like, the weight, the pressure, man. Like, I swear it goes on every now and then. It's building. There's just more and more and more and more over the weekend. Some stuff went down, not good stuff. And this morning, I really had to just kind of quiet my mind and sit down and talk to God. Like, you know, you got to help me out with this. You got to get my mind calm, because there's really no, we're not to be anxious for one thing. So when you're going through the hardest times of your life, you can't be anxious. And if you are anxious, you have to renew and renovate your mind. Give it to God. God says to pray, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Give Him those prayers. Talk to Him. Build godliness, which is that true and vital relationship. The epignosis that peace and grace, peace is the state of undisturbed well-being. So you're sitting in a place where you're not disturbed by anything. And grace, which is God's loving disposition, will fill you up through the instrument of having the epignosis, a true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from Him and you heed His advice in His Son, Jesus Christ. Those things come through relationship, comes through trial, tribulation, experience hope, the expectation of future good, and hope will never cause you shame. And when I catch myself kind of going down the negative road, which is funny because God's come through so many times that there's like an underlining pressure, but it's not in my forethoughts. I don't think about it, but it's like kind of deep down in there, you know, it's subconscious. But God tells you what to think on in these times, and you got to do that. If you go to Philippians chapter 4, it talks about rejoice always in the Lord, and then it says be anxious for not one thing. And then he jumped down to verse 8, and it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and that's the opposite of false. And the only thing that's the opposite of false, the only thing that's 100% true, especially now, is the Word. Think on the Word. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest or dignified, whatsoever things are just or righteous, whatsoever things are pure from every defilement. I mean, what are you thinking on during the day? Are you cleaning your mind up? Are you thinking on good? Are you thinking on whatever is justified or just or righteous? Are you thinking on whatever is dignified or honest? Whatsoever things are lovely or dear to anyone, whatsoever things are of good report. Do you have the mechanism of your mind when you start thinking negative to stop yourself and to start thinking on whatever is dear to you in your heart? What do you think on? What do you renovate your thoughts to? We're not to live in this anxiety. God will provide. Whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. He's going to take care of it. I want to finish up with this. If you jump down to verse 11, I always thought this was interesting, because it's actually not to be content. It's to be sufficient in oneself. And I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about, because it changes the verse. If you jump down to verse 10, actually, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful or mindful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. That's not the word. It's therewith to be sufficient in oneself. You're not to enjoy, you're not to sit there and think like, I can handle it. I have to be content when negative things around me are going on. That's not what's going on. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, which is literally two verses down, which I'll go through. The point is you are sufficient. You have the capability right now. God is with you right now. His Son is in you. That faith of Christ, that seed is in you. You're good. Verse 12, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth or imparteth strength unto me. Even if you're frail, even if you're beat down, you don't live that way. Because you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. Renew and renovate your thoughts. Think on the good. Again, usually on these types of days, I'm telling myself that. You know what I mean? This is probably for me. I'm probably listening to this when it's done. You have to renew your thoughts. You have to renew your mind. You can't live in negativity. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. When you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. Pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's biblical. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. Talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I just pray for everything that's going on, man. It's unbelievable how much stuff is coming. I ask that you take care of it. I pray for the financial situations and all that which is going on all at the same time. I pray for the new kid coming in, that you protect him, and that all that is going well for the order this week, that it gets out and the customer is happy, and that you just remove that off my chest, Father. And then also for getting that the landscape thing done. I thank you again for the moments of my life, the little moments. I thank you for protecting my family. I pray for my brother again, for his hand, that you just get that going 1,000%. And I thank you for the moments and for everything you do for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.